Believe me, I've told him. Steve, this is not your Spartacus moment.
I knew I should have left the tights at home. Darn. Thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it. It's Tuesday, the 18th of December. Good to have you here. You've obviously heard about the American energy renaissance because I talk about it here ad nauseum, about how America has taken over the world energy markets, becoming the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world, despite Jimmy Carter's dire predictions and that cute sweater vest thing that he wore. And talking about the great American malaise back in the 1970s. Jimmy was wrong. The sky is falling team was wrong again, and here we are. But there is some concern that the energy dominance that we are currently enjoying, this renaissance of American energy, could be squashed, if you will, by the president's tariffs in pursuit thereof. Drew Johnson joining me, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Drew, welcome to the conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, always good to have you here. Now, you wrote on Fox Business here that these tariffs run counter to the president's claim of ensuring national security and weaken some of America's most competitive industries. Now, why do you believe that?
Yeah, it's funny. These are actually, he imposed these tariffs based on this Section 232 tariff thing, which not a lot of people know about. I didn't know that much about until a few months ago when this all came up. But basically, he was claiming the 232 thing claims that the president has the authority to impose high tariffs or retaliatory tariffs if America's national security is being threatened. Well, in this case, his tariffs are actually doing more than China's tariffs ever did, because what it's doing is making it so that Americans will have a hard time, American businesses and the energy sector will have a hard time getting enough steel to be able to do the pipelines that we need to do.
Now, why do you say that? No, slow down. We need to make sure we cover all this, Drew.
And
you're fired up. You're excited. I like that. But we just need to make sure we understand it. So when it comes to steel piping, for example, whenever the environmental justice warriors don't block a pipeline and there's one actually able to be built, it needs to be made out of American steel. The problem is a lot of these pipelines and these pipe sections, if you will, aren't big enough that are made here in the United States, which disappoints me greatly, by the way. But we have to import those. But we have to buy American. You can't import and buy American at the same time. It's a catch-22.
Well, here's the problem. There's no American maker that can make enough pipe to handle a lot of the projects that we're working on now and have coming up. So it's got to be a mixture of American and imports. So we certainly want to put American products first when that's possible, when that's appropriate. But in this case, it's just not even possible.
Let me jump to this point, Drew, because this is really important. Drew Johnson here, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Drew, when I drive by the gas station and I wheel in there with my giant gas-guzzling SUV, which I love, by the way, gas yesterday here in Michigan was $2 straight up, $2.00.9 per gallon. It's cheap. I mean, Barack Obama, was it 2010, 11, 12, somewhere in that time frame, we had gas that was $4.19 a gallon. So think about, you know, saving $2 a gallon over the 5 years in between there. We've saved tens of thousands of dollars. So gas is cheap. So as the average consumer, I don't see an energy crisis of any sort or a tariff issue. How do I feel it as a consumer? How do our listeners know it's a problem?
Good point. So the main thing we're talking about here is our ability to export what we're making. So right now we're basically energy independent. We're what we've always wanted. We're making enough for ourselves, or darn close to it. In the next few years, we'll be at that point. What we're talking about is creating more American jobs and making it so that our allies internationally can rely on us rather than the Middle East for oil, rather than Russia for natural gas. And so if we're able to continue to build more pipelines like you guys are dealing with in Michigan, get more natural gas out of New Mexico and Texas and out of North Dakota, then we'll be in a position where we can be truly the world leader, not only in providing energy for ourselves, fossil fuels for ourselves, but for our allies.
But as we weigh that out, so you've got other factors weighing in here, Drew, obviously, because you still have the rules coming out of the Paris Climate Accords. Even though we allegedly exited Paris, we're required to follow the rules until 2020 mid-year, which is baffling to me, but that's part of the deal. So you have other challenges. So it's not just the tariffs, but let me ask you this about the tariffs specifically.
Sure.
What would you have the president do? Would you have him stop the tariffs altogether? Would you have him retreat from that? What would you have the administration do?
Yeah, honestly, you know, as a free market guy, the best thing, and a lover of like the Mackinac Center out there in your neck of the woods, what I believe is that the more free market we can make things, the fewer tariffs we can have, the better. And
how do you square that? How do you square that with all the tariffs that we face from other countries? You know, when we send stuff to China or Brazil or Vietnam or wherever we sell, what do you do to square that when products go into the EU and get slapped with tariffs?
Well, the good thing is that most of the time when somebody is imposing tariffs on us, it's because they want to undercut us and undersell us, and ultimately they try to flood the market with something cheaper than we could make. And so historically, when you look at when that happens, it gives your country an opportunity to buy those things super cheap and then sort of undercut them when it comes to actually producing the thing. So it works out in the long run. It creates a trade imbalance. Actually isn't a bad thing, because what it does is gives your trading partner more money to buy your things, and so it ends up sort of balancing itself out naturally. We've seen this over time, and this isn't just economic theory. This is something that we've seen as globalization has increased. So, I mean, I'm certainly sensitive to you know, the plight of the American steel industry and American workers.
Let me ask you this, because I've wondered this from the beginning. I've wondered if this was a play from the beginning, Drew, and what I mean by that is this. The president talks tariffs, he talks tough, he does all of this with China. China's economy not in great shape, as we hear on a regular basis. Germany just posted numbers showing that the German economy has retracted. Not good news, because of Germany, the driving engine of Europe's economy has retracted. Those just coming in, that means every other country, France and Italy, they're all going to retract as well, because Germany leads the way. So there's trouble on the horizon for Europe when it comes to the economy. But when I talk about the play, did the president put these tariffs out there, talk tough, it created this issue, if you will, but if he pulls all those tariffs back, won't that fuel the American economy? If he says, you know what, we're going to pull these tariffs back here, and then the economy will surge again. Am I right or wrong about that very loose idea?
Yeah, I mean, the more you can do to get rid of tariffs both ways, the better off all economies are. So absolutely, if he were to lower tariffs, it would be great. And if he could get China to lower the tariffs against us, it would be great, obviously.
That would be nice. Meanwhile, I think we're going to continue with our energy dominance. I mean, we continue to find more energy, produce more energy, create more energy, and we have it. The fact is we have it under our dirt. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we need to be able to encourage more of that energy exploration, more of that energy exportation. That's really, frankly, the key to our economy right now. It's our number two export behind food and beverages. It's one that will continue to grow no matter what the greenies want. You know, these developing markets have to have energy. And by God, I'd rather it come from us than come from unstable government in the Middle East or Russia.
Absolutely. And Drew Johnson said greenies with all the Christmas love intended. All the Christmas love. Merry Christmas, Drew.
Thanks for having me out there.
There you have it. Drew Johnson, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, Greenies, he says, with all the love and respect intended. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan, because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know they're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve
your future. You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My husband was the love of my life. He started having headaches, and 1 month later, he passed away.
I really wish he could come back.
We ended up taking it out on each other, and we knew something needed to change, and then we heard about Ellie's Place.
Ellie's Place was special because everybody felt the same way I did.
Ellie's Place supports grieving children throughout the year and especially during the holidays. To learn more about their special programs, visit elliesplace.org. Generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.